The autumn of 2014 has been characterized by one of the best migrations in years as far as the number of birds showing up in my backyard, especially warblers and sparrows. The warblers never once appeared at my feeders this season, at least not while I was looking, but I saw quite a few, especially in August and the first half of September, out my upstairs home office windows. Some even gave me wonderful photo ops. As of September 30th, there were still plenty of palm and yellow-rumped warblers hanging out, and that week I was still getting some nice photos of blackpoll warblers and American redstarts, even as I was mostly aiming my camera at the hundreds of sparrows crowding into my lawn where I scatter seed by my back spruce trees and raspberry bushes. I'm on a corner lot, but the road along the side was never finished. My house, which started out as a tiny bungalow in the early 1900s, was the first one built on this stretch of Peabody Street when the road was just a horse path. As the neighborhood grew and the road widened, other houses were set further back. That gives us a tinier front lawn and a bigger backyard than anyone else on the block. A boy born sometime before 1916 planted a small stand of spruce trees in the back of the yard. Those trees and the other grand old trees in the yard were what caught my eye when I walked past in early 1981 looking for an affordable house for sale. And over the years, those trees have anchored my heart here as deeply as the house itself. We started out with raspberries along our side fence. Those suddenly died out, but the very next year, a whole new patch sprouted up in back, planted by birds. So we never feel too upset when they eat some of the raspberries. Sharing our territory is part of what nature is all about. The trees and other plants in our yard are the feature that draws so many cool birds here. Peabody Street runs along the prime migration path through Duluth between Hawk Ridge and Lake Superior. Although this is just a regular, settled, working-class neighborhood, over the years I've seen an astonishing 7 species of owls for my yard list, along with a couple of Townsend solitaires, 1 varied thrush, and a rufous hummingbird that stuck around for 2.5 weeks late in November 2004. A blizzard while the hummer was still visiting made me so worried that I left my window wide open so she could come in and warm up a bit. Thanks to that already opened window, when a pileated woodpecker suddenly flew into the box elder right there, I had perfect photo ops. This was before I was using a good camera, but the bird was so close that it didn't matter. 3 or 4 times since we lived here, 1 or more boreal chickadees have spent the winter visiting my peanut butter feeders. And throughout the 80s and into the 90s, when evening grosbeaks were still abundant, I always seemed to have more than most people in town, thanks to my box elders. The box elder next to my window has also given me wonderful photo ops for other kinds of birds. Many of the hummingbirds that dine at my window feeder then head straight to the tiny twigs right near the window, allowing me to watch them preen, stretch, and rest. The various fungi and lichens on the branches add color and texture to my photos, even as they signal a warning that the tree is not going to last forever. But I try not to fret about it. When we moved here, my mother-in-law cautioned us that we should cut down that very tree immediately because it looked so old and precarious. That was 33 years ago. Now the tree and I are both a bit past our prime. Russ and I are developing plans to plant more trees next year, but little by little, our yard is changing. My goal, as always, is to adapt to those changes while keeping the yard a safe haven for the flood of birds passing through. I try to be generous-spirited, but really, everything I do to help those birds directly improves my quality of life, too. Home is where the heart is, but in my case, that's in large part because home is where my birds are. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.